Studio 360.
I don't think anybody disagrees that 2016 was kind of insane. It sometimes seemed as if the country was unraveling in a way it hasn't since the late 1960s, when the Vietnam War was on and the counterculture and black power were discombobulating people. And in 1968, Martin Luther King and Bobby Kennedy were assassinated 2 months apart. The following year, the year of Woodstock, one record did its best to make people feel bound together, to encourage them to just get along. Sly and the Family Stone's album, Stand. It was a great blend of soul and funk and psychedelia and sheer glee. The band was unusually and proudly multiracial. And Stand features some of Sly Stone's most enduring and political music. Some of those songs, by the way, have provocative lyrics, so if you're listening with, I don't know, your Cub Scout troop, heads up. To tell the story of this seminal album, we have the band's guitarist.
My name is Frederick Stewart. I am Sly, Sylvester Stewart's only brother.
Sly Stone's biographer.
My name is Jeff Kalis, and I'm the author of I Want to Take You Higher, The Life and Times of Sly and the Family Stone.
And a funk legend.
My name is George Clinton, Parliament Funkadelic, sometimes known as P-Funk All-Stars. Had messages in everything he said. When he said stand, it was demanding. It means get up.
The song Stand really is putting you in a position of standing up for what you believe in, standing up for your joy. This was like a civil rights anthem made rock friendly.
When Stan came out, everybody looking to be free. Black, women, gay. There was a whole lot of freedom being fought for at that time.
Sing a simple song.
Sly was able to be very artsy, fartsy with this stuff. In that funk, simple groove, he was able to create standards and still be funky. I mean, Simple Song was the epitome of funk songs, and it was a pretty pop message.
My mom and my dad taught us right from wrong, never looked at black and white. You know, we just went to school. On the weekends, we went to the parks. It's sort of like all of us played together. You know, all the colors of the rainbow. It wasn't until I was in the 12th grade that I ever seen a race riot.
Don't call me nigga.
So the songs, I think, help people see what we saw and how we lived and how things could be.
Well, I was down across the country.
Sly's blackness was intact with his music. His social awareness was from a street point of view, but highly intellectual. He had messages, social, political, and then straight street.
Hey, hey, hey. Beat is getting stronger.
I Want to Take You Higher has so much in it. There's very much a feeling of sharing. Everybody gets to sing. Every one of the individual instruments gets its own thing. How many rock and roll songs can anybody name where that goes on?
When he got to Woodstock, the fringes flying in the air, Take You Higher was like what Woodstock was all about. It was the epitome of that rock era. That was the top of the mountain.
Woodstock was absolutely phenomenal.
I think it was a special realization for Sly and the band when they came on in the middle of the night and saw themselves waking up fields full of thousands and thousands of hippies and saw this reflection back of these happy faces. You know, they recognized their power.
If people knew my brother the way I know him, he's probably the least confident of the whole band. He's probably the one that needs the biggest great job, man, because he is so critical of his own material.
Sometimes I'm right.
Sometimes I'm right, and I can't be wrong. I mean, everyone can relate to songs that are on here. I'm forever grateful.
Sly Stone represents everything that I love about music and writing music and singing music. Sly Stone as my man.
That was George Clinton, Freddie Stone, and Jeff Kalis talking about the 1969 album Stand by Sly and the Family Stone. Our story was produced by Devin Strolovich for BMP Audio.